So if we're going to do this quick draw, what do you want to call this, buddy? Like, is it quick draw? We could do a Western theme. What about, like, Kid Rosen or Nodge City?
Well, it's going to be a quick draw, but what we could call it is just 10 minutes of bullshit. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. It's great to be back. Body, first off, I'm bringing you in. Congratulations. I believe you've had a huge week.
Yes, absolutely. I had my daughter come back from Melbourne, and she's been through quarantine, my youngest one, because she was back for her 29th birthday celebration and also to be the maid of honour at my older daughter's wedding. So yeah, it was fantastic. I was the MC at the wedding, so that was a bit exciting. And I mean, I had to sort of keep my junk together because it was quite an emotional evening, but a really good wedding. And just been a little bit busy, but now, geez, so much has been happening in the basketball world with the announcement, with the draw. So let's get into it.
I do have to talk to you. I'm MC at my niece's wedding next month, so I might just have a little word off air with you about that. But can I say that is actually on my 50th birthday? So,
fabulous.
So I think it's beautiful of my brother to put his daughter's wedding on. Well, it's my 50th and she can get married as well. Okay, let's move on. So
you'll never forget.
Yeah, exactly. What a week in basketball. Obviously, the draws come out and that's what we want to talk about today. Let's just get straight into it. What did you think?
I like the fact that to start off, because of the circumstances with COVID, that they've sort of put two different divisions or two different conferences, if you like, the A with Adelaide, Brisbane, Cairns, Perth, Tasmania, which are all the places that are not under the most stringent of COVID regulations at the moment. So those teams can travel with relative impunity. And then the Group B has got Sydney, Illawarra, Melbourne and Southeast Melbourne, and of course New Zealand, so that in that first few weeks, those teams will just play against each other. That's a good thing. Let's get as many games in as we can.
So talk to me about that. So I just want all our listeners to understand that. So there's two divisions, A and B, which is the first time in years this has happened.
Yes, it's about 84, 85.
Like a month or something, isn't it? Isn't that
right? Yeah, just for a few weeks so that we can get as many games in while certain COVID protocols are in place in those states. And then once that eases up, then obviously normal games will resume. And obviously, the teams that are in those, say, A and B divisions to start with will be playing each other a lot less because they'll be playing the teams that they had. So it's not a real conference. It's not like it was in 83, 84 where we had 17 teams and there was the East and the West or the North and the South. I can't remember what it was. But, you know, you played within your conference and then your finalists crossed over. No, it's not like that. It's still one competition. It's just that there's those five teams that don't have the strict COVID quarantine rules, you know, coming out of Western Australia, Tasmania, SA and Queensland.
For me, I just love it. The NBL just seems to just roll so perfectly with this COVID. They literally haven't taken a foot out. Like when you think about the AFL and you think about the, you know, the NRL, you hear, oh my God, they're going to shut it down. It's going to be shut. And they've got billions in the sport. The NBL just rolled on. When something went wrong, right, that game's off. We're going over here now.
Yes.
They did a rolling schedule last year. They've now put this back and they've said, we want to put it back. We want bums on seats. That's what we want. That gives our sport. And as a basketball, I couldn't be prouder. And looking at the December 3 tip-off, what about that first game, mate? The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers versus the Adelaide 36ers. How good is that going to be at the My State Bank Arena in Tasmania? Brilliant.
Brilliant, absolutely. And just quickly before I get to that, I want to just follow up your point at how good the NBL has been and how good the clubs have been in their ability to be flexible and be pliable and able to sort of move with whatever the circumstances are. They've done a fantastic job. And, you know, I know they're up for criticism at times when we're talking decals or whatever else, you know, but we've also got to give credit where it's due. And the way they've handled COVID over these past couple of years has been pretty terrific. And this is another example. Quickly to your point. It is interesting to me that a new club, the new franchise, Tasmania Jack Jumpers, that their first game should be against Adelaide, because Adelaide 36ers historically lose on the road to new clubs. Like if you think back, Hunter Pirates, lost. Yes. Think back, New Zealand Breakers went over there, lost. Singapore Slingers went over there, lost. Townsville Crocodiles, when they were the Townsville Suns, the first road win they had was against Adelaide. So, you know, I don't know if the NBL has been historical and thought, hey, look at that. There's a sort of this could help Tasmania here. Let's put Adelaide in there first. But I think it's a terrific thing and it'll be a great game. CJ Bruton's debut as well as coach. So it'll be fantastic. What did you think of the uniform, the new uniform for the Jack Jumpers? Have you seen
it? It's pretty much what I expected. You know, it's got that ant look, if that's the right words to use. And it's exactly ticked all the boxes that I expect to be. But can I say the second game on that Friday, right? Perth versus Brisbane. Who's playing for Perth now that just came from Brisbane? Vic Law, right? How good, like they just, you couldn't script that better. Brilliant.
Did you happen to see the interview with Greg Hire when he was talking about the fact that James Ennis currently is a free agent? Maybe they should be looking at picking him up as their other import. How scary would that be? Bryce Cotton, Vic Law, and James Ennis. Just the thought of it is scary.
He wants to come back and go for a swim in the river to find that trophy. I just want to talk about something else, obviously. That weekend, obviously, will be the Sydney Kings at Qdos Bank Arena will take on Melbourne. Obviously, Melbourne, who they got, Delavadova, Golding, back, obviously, bronze medal. Obviously, Sobey was in Brisbane, so those guys will be going. But I'm really looking to see Matthew Delavadova. I don't want to go into him so much. You and I have done that previously, but I think that would be a great game.
Absolutely. I think the way the draw has come out is really good. It's very exciting. Look, the only thing about it that I have a reservation about is that I was looking through it right to the end and the last of the regular season games are on April the 24th. So once again, there's going to be a crossover across the AFL and NRL seasons when we get to the crunch, which is a little bit of a shame because I think we do get a little bit lost and did get a little bit lost in those main football codes. So hopefully the interest level will be high enough and you know, that we'll, it won't be damaged by being the crossover. That's the only thing that worries me.
Look, I went through the draw at quite length and the one, like round two, love a couple of the games that are going on there, Melbourne versus Southeast Melbourne. There you go, rivals going ahead, fierce rivals, Adelaide versus Perth, Sydney versus Illawarra. So some good games going to be on there round two. But also, what about the triple header on Boxing Day? Love that. Tasmania to play New Zealand, Sydney to play Melbourne yet again, and Brisbane to play Cairns. We've been saying for how long, buddy? You get there, you have your Boxing Day, you turn it on and you turn your TV on and morning, you'd watch the cricket. Right? Yep. England are going to be here. And then come the afternoon, you can just sit on and watch three games on your couch. Couldn't think of anything better.
Well, I can think of one or two things that might be a little bit better, but they don't involve basketball. I got to agree with you. It's a great thing.
I still can't think of anything better.
Oh, jeez. All right. And you're only turning 50. My God. All right.
Hey, did you have kids when you were 9? You said you got a 29-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
I did say 90, not 9.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. We've got preseason games coming up. Everyone's going to get 4 preseason games. You know, this is a really impressive effort by the NBL, I've got to say, you know. And I'm
throw this at you, okay? Yep. It's been a change. Now all games, ESPN, KO, Foxtel and Peach on Sunday afternoons now between 1 and 5, there's going to be free games on 10 Peach and obviously KO freebies. So brilliant. Another tick for the NBL.
And News Corporation has officially appointed Matt Logue from the Daily Telegraph. That's where he's been doing most of his work as a basketball and NRL writer. He's going to be exclusively handling basketball for the entire News Corp organisation. And Matt is a great young reporter, and he's going to do a fabulous job. He's already been doing a fabulous job, but now that is his sole area of concern, I envy him. I'd like to go back 20 years and be doing it myself, but I think couldn't have picked a better guy for it.
A really good guy. I've had a bit to do with him. He's obviously a Sydney boy and could not.
I don't hold that against him, Brad.
Yeah, could not find a more passionate guy to be able to do this. Loves the sport, loves everything involved with it. Just a good guy. So he'll be great. While we're speaking some media and stuff, let's just talk. Ben Simmons shows up in Philadelphia. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, every day that he wasn't there, he was losing more money than most of us make in a year.
Yeah.
You know, just on a daily basis, not to mention the games.
I've got to be honest, I've been reading a lot about it. I haven't seen anywhere he says he's physically going to play. I've just seen he's showing up. Is that mean he's training and playing now? Like, have you heard what's going on?
No, I don't know, but I think it's got to be part of a strategy. If they're going to get him traded, he's got to be on the floor somewhere doing something. You know, but I just can't imagine what sort of toxic locker room would that be now if he walked in? Do you expect they're all going to go, "Hey, Benny, good to see you, mate"? You know, it's like, it's not an Australian team. It's not where it's forgive and forget and let's move forward. I just can't see how that's going to work out with all the water that's gone under the bridge. And then let's say they do retain him and they can't get a trade for him. He runs out onto that court. Those Philadelphia fans, they are very unforgiving. Yeah, ruthless.
Ruthless.
Yeah. So I don't know what the future holds for him, but I don't think it is in Philadelphia. I think that's been made pretty clear. But
that's how I saw it. I saw it. There's got to be something going on behind the scenes where it's like, come do this, we'll get you traded in the way you go. I don't know, but that's my gut feeling. More on the NBA. Well, let's talk NBL, NBA. Jeremy Lollinger came out this week and said that 99% of NBL players are vaccinated.
How good's that?
That's an amazing. And if you look at someone like a Kyrie Irving that has chosen, you know, to not get vaccinated, although I don't know if that's changing because I heard that there might be something about that. Just interesting times, isn't it? What do you do now? Vaccinations, are people going to get into the games? Like all of these things, what a huge way.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the NBL, really, Corey Webster leaving the Breakers meant that wasn't an issue. But Ty Webster obviously is an anti-vaxxer, and that did become an issue. But as you say, Jeremy Lollinger, the commissioner?
Yes.
To the bat polls. He came out and said 99% are already vaccinated. So that really takes the problem away, doesn't it? I mean, because if we're that close, then whoever that one or two players are, they will have to get vaccinated and we'll be able to move on. But yes, what does this mean for crowds? You know, are they going to be having to have two jabs? Are they going to have the masks? Still remains to be seen. We're in interesting times, but we seem to be coming through them a little bit.
Well, yeah, we're out of lockdown now in Sydney. Kudos Bank Arena, where the Kings' home venue is, that was basically a vaccination hub for the past whatever months. They've had thousands and thousands go through there. So they're going to be prepared. But, yeah, look, I mean, you know, I talk about my work. My work's 100% vaccinated, and it wasn't a policy that we had. We just had everyone was like, look, I know I can't do it if I don't get vaccinated. Like, I know. So yeah, some interesting times, but I'm really looking forward. The NBA starting with all the Aussies, obviously. I can't wait for the NBL season to start December 3, mate. That'll be great.
Yep. But just quickly, what you said about the Aussies, do you think, was it you that said this? I think it might have been you that said this, Brad, on one of our podcasts, that you thought that Josh Giddey's game would translate better into the NBA than it did in the NBL.
Was that you that said that? That wasn't me, but I'm. That's an interesting comment. Okay.
Yes, yes, and it. I'm not sure who said it then, but it does seem to be right that kind of flamboyance and flair, which at times goes astray in the NBL, where we don't have that level of athlete or athleticism, that he can pull off passes and situations in the NBA that he maybe couldn't have in the NBA, that maybe were turnovers in the NBL. In the NBA, they end up being highlight plays. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how he makes that transition.
I did see Patty Mills. I thought he looked fabulous in a Brooklyn uniform. Just looks so comfortable there. He's a great pickup for them.
He is, and he's there for a couple of years. So they should be right in the championship contention, absolutely, during that period that he's there. And then let's not forget Jock Landale. He's put up some nice numbers, and apparently Josh Green had a good game recently.
Yes. I'm going to throw this at you. Are you prepared to go on record yet and give me a top four?
A top four?
NBL. Let's talk NBL.
Well, all right. I would have been happier just to stay with the top four. I would have started with Monica Bellucci, Scarlett Johansson. There would have been.
Did you say Monica Lewinsky?
Did I say that? No, I said Monica Bellucci, mate. Sorry. Monica Bellucci. Jesus. no, I'm not.
Mate, if you pick Lewinsky, you've been smoking too many cigars, mate. Anyway, keep moving.
Watching that impeachment program. Anyway, no, I'm not prepared to yet, Brad, because I want to see the preseason games. You've got just want to get some feel for the new imports as to what they bring, if they're exactly what their teams need. And look, I'll be quite prepared at the start of the season. I know that there are already people making predictions, but you know, that's just talk of the town stuff for now. Let's talk around the water cooler about what may or may not happen. That's not my world. I prefer to talk in realities when I've got something valid to say, when I've seen some teams and how they're functioning together. You know, like on paper, Tasmania Jack Jumpers look pretty nice, don't they? But I mean,
get all our listeners will be sitting there, buddy, get off the fence.
I will get off the fence when I'm ready to say something, Brad. Jeez.
When he picks up his nail gun, no problem.
Listen, Andrew Gaze, I notice, has gotten off the fence recently, so somebody needs to sit on it to balance it. So why not me? But don't worry, I'll have my say when the time comes. And I reckon our time's just about up, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, I just want to say thank you to everyone for the great feedback we got on Cal Bruton. We have to get him back to finish off that second side, because we had so much that we didn't even get to touch. Yes. Edges, his career has been so brilliant. So thank you for all that feedback. Also want to thank Burger Boss and Piranha Media for everything they do. And Boddy, I want you to have a fantastic week. Everyone, will have a special guest coming out shortly, and we're looking forward to that one. And mate, can't wait. Season's coming around sooner than we think.
Absolutely. Take it easy. Talk to you soon. You know what I'm really looking forward to? Is the CJ Bruton coaching the 36ers means Cal will be coming to town and I'll be taking him down to Burger Boss. And we're just going to basically work our way through the menu over the course of a couple of days. Should be fantastic.
I'm going to ask to be in the commentary sideline. Cha-ching!